This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Barbara Pratt, P-R-A-T-T, date of birth 2/9/1940. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Pratt, Mrs. Pratt, who was seen in consultation on September 15th of 2020 for microalbuminuria. She also had preserved kidney function at that time, and she was on a very low dose of lisinopril then. It was 5 milligrams once a day, and also hydrochlorothiazide was 25 milligrams daily. And we recommended that she slowly be increased on the lisinopril from 5, and she was able to get up to 10 milligrams of lisinopril daily. But apparently, you tried to stop her hydrochlorothiazide, and blood pressure didn't tolerate that very well, and she had to be restarted. I recommended that she might use the 12.5 milligram dose and then be able to slowly titrate lisinopril up again. However, she said that costs twice as much as the 25 milligram dose, and of course that is too small to be able to break it. And she got extremely dizzy when lisinopril was increased. She does have a very high blood pressure in the office today, but she states that it's never like that at home. She has several wrist blood pressure monitors, and home blood pressures are, she reports that they are 120 to 130 when she checks them, over 70 to 80. And apparently in your office, they are also elevated when she is seen there. But currently she denies any dizziness. She's taking the lisinopril 10 milligram in the evening and the hydrochlorothiazide in the morning. But the reason she's coming back to be seen now is that her microalbumin to creatinine ratio in August of this year was 238. And that's quite a bit more elevated than it had been. It had been under 100 most of the time. She currently denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no lightheadedness or syncope episodes, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. She is on omeprazole 20 milligram daily, allopurinol 300 milligram a half daily, lisinopril is 10 milligram daily, Crestor is 20 milligram twice a week, hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram daily in the morning, metformin is 500 milligrams, one tablet twice a day, Ocuvite multivitamin or I vitamins daily, and Osteobiflex twice a day. And she's not using any oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, her weight is 192 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 150 over 100. That's taken several times and did not come down after her resting for a while. Pulse is 94. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent labs were done August 2nd of 2022. The microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 238, creatinine 0.9, calcium is 9.2, sodium 135, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 28, albumin is 3.8, hemoglobin A1C is 6.7, her hemoglobin is 14.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. And August 3rd of 2021, the microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 67, creatinine was 0.8. February 24th of 21, microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 1:24. In January of 2021, the microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 92. 12/28 of 2020, microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 83, and the creatinine was 0.7. Assessment and plan, one, microalbuminuria, which is progressively getting worse. Two, hypertension. The patient does experience severe symptomatic hypotension when we try to adjust her medications, and she's very resistant to any ideas of changing it. We suggest you try to increase the lisinopril to 15 milligrams, and she could take that at bedtime. It would be nice to try to decrease the hydrochlorothiazide to 12.5 milligram daily in the morning if she continues to be low, but that lisinopril can go as high as 40 milligram. However, she's so sensitive, if we can even get her to 15 milligram daily, that could help the protect the kidneys and decrease the microalbumin leakage. But she will be taking her blood pressure at home twice a day. I've asked her to do so, and she's going to bring all readings to her visit with you on December 14th. And we would like to see labs done every 3 months, and she should follow her low-salt diabetic diet. Hopefully you can taper up the lisinopril, maybe taper down the hydrochlorothiazide, even if she has to pay for a slightly higher cost of the 12.5 milligrams for a few months to see if that is going to be the right dose. And we're going to have a follow-up visit with her in this office in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP. Oh, wait a minute. /Jose Fuente, MD.